Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So you know it.
It's how it sounded when I was singing it.
Exactly like this.
It's a great song.
You know it.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. All right.
Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh out today, of course, as he went down to...
Quite the adventure he's on.
I know. We're going to check in here. So Hugh was invited to go. I'm not sure if he's speaking or just appearing, but he's going to the Black College Hall of Fame in Atlanta. So that's where he went. And he told us yesterday, he said, I'm leaving the middle of the night. I'm driving straight through. So I woke up this morning, and we did get a check-in from you. So he was going to go to Buc-ee's, which you've been to. You're a Buc-ee's guy.
Huge Buc-ee's guy.
Is it as great as he makes it out to be?
So here's, honestly, my wife had been there a few times. She went to college in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you got to go, you got to go. And I'm like, it's a gas
station. That's what I tell Hugh all the time. It's a gas station.
Dude, let me tell you, it is like an amusement park. Like, you go in there, I legitimately could have spent, I don't know, about 2 hours, but 45 minutes, an hour in there.
Well, he was saying yesterday.
Wawa's better, though. But
how could you be telling me it's this great if Wawa's better?
Because I think the Wawa hoagies are like borderline the best in the city.
Okay.
So
really?
Excuse me? Yeah, I just...
That's ridiculous. No.
Because here's why. I just think the emotion of a Wawa hoagie adds to it. Like, think how many times you've had it on like the beach and like
it.
Down the shore.
The
like,
idea of it.
Yes, yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like Bryce decided as a leadoff hitter. The idea is great, but the
yeah,
execution...
Then you open it, yeah.
It's like, this isn't...
But no, I mean, Buc-ee's is... Hugh's not underselling it.
Speaking of the Wawa hoagie, I used to work in Wawa when I was like in high school.
I can just picture you back there dropping takes.
Well,
like,
but that was when, this was so long ago.
The deli.
That you had the actual slicer and
yep.
the deli, and like we would make like real hoagies, not like whatever they do now.
It's different now, I agree.
It is. It's fine if you need it, even a pinch. All right, but let's get to Hugh. So he left last night for Atlanta, and he told us he would stop at Buc-ee's, which he did. He put up a bunch of videos. But I'm actually a little worried about Hugh after this one. Here is one of the, just listen.
Okay, I'm being kind of quiet. I'm in the bathroom. And as you can see, it's nice, but this one don't have the door all the way down to the bottom, but it, you can still get live in here if you want to. You see what I'm saying? Look at that. Nice. Yeah. Use the bathroom and it's flushing already. But I'm about to go. This is where I got to end this video because I'm about to let this bathroom happen.
Oh, I didn't hear that last part.
Yeah, so I have a working theory that Hugh either slept in a bathroom stall at Buc-ee's or in his truck, because he put up his last video at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I saw the next one like at like 8 or 9, and he's back on the road. So like, what happened in between?
So when I woke up this morning, you know, I checked Twitter, as I unfortunately do, and went the second I wake up every morning. And like, the timing of the Hugh's video is like, almost threw me off. I'm like, how is this time correct? Like, did he drive straight through the night?
He did.
That's crazy to
me. He had an event last night. I think he was with DeSean Jackson.
I saw it in Brandon Graham.
Yeah, and then he left from there. So he got there in the middle of the night. I think he either slept in the bathroom at Buc-ee's mm-hmm. or his truck.
Can you imagine walking into a Buc-ee's restroom at, I don't know, at 4 a.m., whatever it was, and seeing Hugh Douglas narrate a video as he whispers... I feel like if I did that, they'd be like, you got to get out of here, yeah. bro.
Would you actually believe it's the person you think it is? I'd be like, there's no way that's like the former Eagle.
Is that Hugh Douglas?
That can't be.
But the mixture of people that probably know who Hugh is and doesn't listen to Middays, like, I would think that you're like, look, I'm like walking into history here.
Yeah.
Like here is Hugh at Bucky's after I've heard him talk about it for so long.
If you had to guess, would you guess Hugh slept in the bathroom or his truck at the Bucky's parking lot?
I think your guess of him sleeping in the truck at Bucky's, because it's clearly a happy place for him,
yeah.
seems...
it's a safe place.
He feels safe there, right? You don't have to lock the door. You just chill in the Bucky's parking lot and fall asleep. I think that's possible.
Kyle, your theory on what happened to Hugh between 5 and 8 a.m.?
So, Hugh doesn't feel like a bathroom sleeper.
It's like a Law and Order
well, but
episode.
But he does talk about how wonderful those bathrooms are.
Well, he talks about other things in that. We heard a little piece of it in that clip,
yeah,
talking about getting
weird.
Live in
yeah.
the bathroom.
Yeah. That was a lot.
He talks about that a lot.
Yeah.
So, I'm less worried about him sleeping. Like, I don't... There's no way Hugh slept in the bathroom. He's afraid to dip his toes in the water because of wolf eels.
Yes. Like, where would you so, sleep, like, too? Like, that'd be... Yeah.
Well, he just sits standing, sitting on the toilet.
Oh, I would sit on the floor.
You would sit on the floor in a bathroom?
Well, I wouldn't do either. But if I had to sleep in the bathroom, I'm not falling asleep on the toilet.
Well, I wouldn't do either.
No, I know, but I'm saying if you had to pick one, I think the floor is the... Like, you're chalking up germs at that point. Like, you've given up on...
Yeah, but your face and head are on the floor of a bathroom
stall.
Well,
you don't have to lay down. You could sit and lean. I don't know.
The whole
we'll
thing.
We'll have to ask you.
Yeah, we
might have brought a pillow.
Can you imagine him walking into the Bucky's bathroom with a pillow?
imagine him walking out of the Bucky's bathroom with a pillow.
The workers are standing outside. Like, who's going to go in here?
How long's that guy been in here? What is wrong with him?
Some homeless dude.
Got his little hat on.
Yeah.
Little Bucky's hat.
All right. 215-592-9494. A lot to react to here. Trey Turner, Bryson Stott, Kyle Schwarber. Here's the bottom line. The Phillies need to make a change here. I haven't seen the lineup yet. It might be out. We'll check to see if the lineup is out for today's game. Jack's going to have you for leading off coming up at 2 o'clock today. But I think they need to make a change at leadoff. Bryson Stott has been pretty poor for about a month and a half now. They tried the experiment. It's just not working. I mean, Elliot, he has good at bats. He just doesn't, there's no oomph to his hits, and he doesn't get on base enough.
So we agree they got to get him out of
leadoff.
But like, where we part ways here is what I don't get why people are so afraid to go back to what's worked. Like, what's this constant need to find a new leadoff hitter when the leadoff hitter is on the roster and they've gone to the World Series with this guy leading off? Like, why is everyone like, let's try him, let's trade for him? Why? They've gone to the World Series with Kyle Schwarber doing it. He's their best hitter this season. He's clutch. Last night, perfect example, bases loaded.
Yep.
Bryson Stott comes up instead of it being Schwarber. Like, I just think people are overthinking this here because of how past playoff performances have gone. But the issues have not been Kyle Schwarber.
They haven't. No, I agree with you on that. And I've always championed Schwarber's leadoff spot. I also don't want to lose the protection for Bryce Harper. I think if Castellanos is having a better season, Castellanos is having a very, like, he's just there season. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been bad, but I know he hit the home run last night. He just really hasn't been that good either. And Bohm, I can't put Bohm in.
Well, obviously, you're not putting Bohm
in. But who's hitting cleanup? Like, if we go with Schwarber, Turner, Harper, right? That's your idea. Schwarber, Turner, Harper. Who's sitting behind Harper?
So
Castellanos.
I would put Castellanos.
But look,
to be someone that's protecting another player, there just has to be fear of that person doing something.
Yes, yes.
And I think Castellanos does bring that. Like, Castellanos, while not the most consistent hitter, like whatever, the dude does hit home runs. Like, I think if you're a pitcher or you're, you know, a manager, you are thinking, like, that's not Alec Bohm. That's not JT Realmuto. Like, Castellanos is very capable of taking a pitcher yard.
Yeah, he hit one last night.
And if you need a base hit, like, he's hitting .275.
Yep,
the bases are loaded or they got runners in the scoring position. Like, I'm not saying I fully trust Castellanos to get them in, but he at least, there's some threat of
there
him doing
threat.
That.
I also think Castellanos has a little bit of the, like, I think if he stepped to the plate after they intentionally walked Bryce, He's feeling that internally of, like, disrespect.
I agree. I mean, and we saw in the playoffs last year, he can get some big hits in the playoffs the year before. I wouldn't be mad if they did this. I just think they're best order right. Like, I just want Trey and Harper and Schwarber hitting together, one, like, in that order, and let's do it at the top. But the Stott thing's got to end. It feels like they've tried it, and it's not working here. 215-592-9494. Your guesses for Elliott's clues playing today for a pair of tickets to go see a championship season at the Man on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese. It's an awesome event. I mean, it's a concert dedicated to the 2024 Eagles and the highlights of the season. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yo, Elliot, how you guys doing? Good afternoon.
What up, Rob?
Hey,
good
Rob.
To hear from you, man.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, too. Listen, I have a major concern with the Phillies, okay? And I'm going to lay it out for you. Ready?
Okay.
Combine the amount of home runs and extra base hits. I don't know exactly what the extra base hits are, you know, doubles, triples, but just strictly home runs between Stott, Bohm, Kepler, Rojas, and
Marsh.
I'm sorry. Yes, it might be 10 home runs. It literally might be 10. I think I did the math in my head. I think Marsh is 2. Rojas might have 1. Stott's got like 4. I think. I think Kepler's got 4 or 5. Okay, so maybe it's a little bit more. Say like 12. 13, 14.
It's not a lot, though, is your point.
It's not
for
a lot.
Eight or
it's
nine
not.
Players.
They
yeah.
have they have one guy with double digits. That's Schwarber. And then the next guy's Harper with 9. And then that's nobody's even close to double digits besides Harper.
So everybody talks about, oh, we've got length in this line. We had 3/4 of our lineup. You have no fear of them hitting the ball out of the ballpark. None of them.
I know.
None of them.
Well, it's tough to live that way, Rob. Like, someone brought up earlier they don't hit well with runners in scoring position. That would be okay if they hit more home runs. Like, they don't. It's almost like they, like in football, there's no big plays. Other than Schwarber, there's no explosive plays.
Right. Like, it's just a hard. It's like a dink when you're dinking and dunking it down the field. That's why defenses force offenses to do that, because you're more likely to make a mistake.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Eagles. They can attack you with Devontae, with AJ, with Goddard, with Saquon. That offensive line is a weapon. Like, they're an offensive weapon, not offense. I mean, the Phillies, it's like, you know, a couple hitters. And even Harper, I love him. But I don't have the same anymore with him when he comes up, the fear of him hitting the ball out of the ballpark on pitchers. Like,
well,
I mean, he has
what's interesting, Rob, too, is like, I think 2 years ago, we all agreed they were a lineup that was too hit or miss, right? Like, hit a home run. And I would understand if they tried to shift into a different type of lineup. But what's weird is they're just trying to do it differently with the same players.
Yeah.
Like, they have not replaced any of the players with guys whose strength it is to play small ball.
And that's why, LA, like, you guys watched the game last night. I think it was last night and Stott made that hell of a play. Like, the umpire kind of shielded him.
He
caught the ball up the middle. Okay, he's a gold glove. But does that outweigh the bat? Like, you can live with him in the lineup? I can live with that and Stott in the lineup, guy, if we had 4, 5, 6 guys. I know
right.
every team
and I can live with
that.
Stott. Rob, I think Stott, like, I think there's some value to him. If he was hitting 8th or 9th with his defense and his at-bat quality, I don't want to dump Bryson Stott, but we can't hit him leadoff anymore. This isn't working.
I know, Joe, but you go top heavy and then have like 4 or 5. Even Castellanos, I call him Low and Away. He's got 4 home runs.
So clever.
Come on. Yeah, Low and Away's got 4 dingers. That's my nickname for him. You know, I mean,
it's awesome.
Well, he's got six. He's got six. You're selling him short. He's got six now. Hit one last night.
Yeah. That's right. He did hit one. Mm-hmm. He scored a home run for us last night. It's just, I mean, even that, like, it's just three quarters of five, there's just no fear at all of these guys driving, even extra base hits, let alone home runs. It's just, mm-hmm. I think they have a recipe. Because let's face it, Lizardo struggled in the two starts ago in the first inning. Granny went seven. I think it was not Oakland, wherever they're playing now, Sacramento. He gave up three.
Yes.
And then he got lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, he pitches today. Yeah, he pitches today again.
And Wheeler's been a little shaky the last couple of starts. I know you can't be perfect every time. I understand that. But if they throw in an egg and you got three quarters of the line not hitting, this is it. Like, this is the run, guys. If it does not get done, Boehm, I'm done with. Marsh, I'm done with. Kepler, you know, Kepler, who was it last year? Willie Mays Hayes, the guy we got
Austin
from
Baltimore. Austin Hayes.
Yeah, that was
a disaster.
This guy's a nickname genius.
Yeah,
that's Rob's thing.
Rob, what do you got for us? What is the song that Elliot has never heard?
Well, Elliot never gave it the year he was born, so I'm trying to guess how old Elliot
well,
is.
I'm wondering, what's your guess on how old Elliot is?
Well, you know, when I listen to the show all the time, I would say Elliot's in his mid-30s, 35.
I think he's close.
37.
Yeah. Close.
Okay. All right. So I'm trying to look up famous. So I'm going to say Stairway to Heaven.
Well, Rob, you nailed it. Rob, good job, buddy.
Oh, look at that.
Good job, Rob.
So we just look up a list of famous songs?
Well, I did, but that popped into my head first of all because I'm 52, so, you know.
The age helped. That was a good clue. That was a good clue. Rob, you got it, buddy. You won the ticket to go see the show at The Man on July 24th, hosted by Meryl Reese.
It's only two clues.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we
How
did
long
a third
does it
one.
Take for you?
Oh. Four.
All the clues? Yeah.
Yeah, 1:30.
Usually three.
1:30. They're closing the show out.
Well, was it Monday?
Turning two.
Yeah. It was either Monday or Tuesday. I wasn't sure we were
going to practically give it away.
Yeah, I wasn't sure we were going to give it away. And I told him we can't leave till we give it away. That's the way
this isn't
helping
Hugh's case.
It's not.
Look at that.
Tough.
Sure, it's a good song.
Do you have the song?
Yeah.
Elliot, I feel like you've heard the song.
I'm about to find out. Should I say when I start to recognize it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't recognize
not
it,
not yet.
Now,
no.
But how do you avoid
this
song
this
for 37
it
years?
It starts
like
slow.
Classical music.
It starts slow. But it picks it up. Maybe you'll.
Does it get better?
Well, yes, it does. Just to answer your question,
it objectively gets better.
Yes, it does. How about I bring it up to a?
It's not all what I expected.
Well,
I'll
bring it up to a faster part of the song.
Yeah, well, it is an 8-minute song. I don't know. If we have, not that much time.
Yeah, it builds off, and they do a guitar solo, and then they do the.
You've heard the song.
I don't think I have. When do they say "Stairway to Heaven"?
Well, the beginning and at the end when they're sort of going out, like, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
I feel like maybe they had it on The Office one time. I could picture Dwight, like,
that's what I was thinking too. Like
jamming out to it,
movies and shows. Yeah. Like that's where I think you've probably heard.
But
it.
But I just think for a song that's so famously called "Stairway to Heaven," it doesn't sound like the hook or the chorus is famous for "Stairway to Heaven."
No, I wouldn't say. I think there's a lot of songs that way that you might not even hear the name of this song in it.
Mm. Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the song.
That's a more famous song.
No.
Definitely a better song.
Oh, you could say better
maybe.
If you want.
Yeah, from what I just heard of that.
Elliot's out on Stairway to Heaven. Not only didn't know it, out now after hearing 30
overrated,
seconds.
Obviously.
Hmm. Okay, there's the headline for the show today. Elliot's called Stairway to Heaven overrated. Ken and Cinnamonson is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, what Ken. Up, what's Ken? Up?
I actually knew the answer after Elliot gave his first clue because I think it was a bone of contention on a morning show a few years ago that it seemed incomprehensible that you could be 30 plus years of age and not accidentally have heard Stairway.
Well, what I think's crazy to me is, so everyone says this, like, how could you have not heard it, right? But I would guess a large majority of listeners have not heard a lot of NSYNC songs, right? Like, they don't seek it out. Why? Like, I don't really have interest in Led Zeppelin. Like, why? Like, am I, like, obligated to go listen to it? Like, other people don't go seek out music.
Your mistake here, Elliot, and I don't want to get bogged down in this, but comparing NSYNC to Led Zeppelin is heresy at the highest level.
I agree. Bye 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 is way better than whatever that was.
And technically, you are right about breakfast? I mean, because the genesis of the word breakfast is breaking your fast.
He is right, by the way. Yeah. It's the first meal you eat after a long fast.
Ken would know.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Us wordsmiths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right to say a hoagie for breakfast, though.
Well, I mean, but hey, if you went to college, you've had any number of things.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Well, that's
sometimes
true.
A hoagie's what you need for breakfast.
But those years are different.
Yeah, maybe you went to college and knew what breakfast means, Joe.
They didn't teach me.
There was always a keg of beer in the refrigerator and very rarely any milk. So
that can be breakfast. Beer, beer fills you up.
Milk in a college dorm might be a red flag.
Yeah. Also, we didn't react to, what was it, Bruce, that puts his milk in the freezer before he puts it in his cereal?
So when
we let that go.
I will say, when he first said it, I thought it was really weird, but I think it kind of sounds kind of nice now. Like he's not freezing it. He's chilling it.
Chilling it. It's crisp. Yeah, I get it. It's just different. Go ahead, Ken.
Trey Turner should absolutely be the leadoff hitter, the everyday leadoff hitter. Part of the problem is that, you know, Rob Thompson is just so fixated with the righty-lefty matchups that, you know, he just refuses to just put the right guy there and leave him there. You know, as we've talked about before, it's great when Kyle Schwarber hits a three-run home run in the first inning, but batting leadoff, the only way he's doing that is if they bat around, you know. He's obviously more productive hitting 19 home runs in the three or four hole than he is hitting 19 home runs in the leadoff spot. And Trey Turner is doing everything that he's been asked to do offensively as a hitter this year in terms of not chasing as much, not striking out as much.
Does that make you not want to mess with him, though, a little? Like, Schwarber seems to be able to do whatever he needs to do wherever.
So Trey is hitting leadoff against lefties.
But he's not full-time
hitting
full-time, leadoff.
Not full-time, right.
Yeah.
I think Trey wants to hit. I think Trey wants to lead off. Far from messing with him, I think it makes him even more comfortable because, I mean, when you look at his game and his skill set and what he brings to the table, he's almost like if you were going to build a leadoff hitter in a lab, it would be him. I mean, you know, he's fast. He's got, you know, he can hit the ball for power. He hits the ball to all fields.
And this year, Ken, like you said, he's actually acting like it, right?
Did he do it prior to coming to Philly?
Contact,
right? He did it when he was young in Washington.
Okay, yeah. So he has experience doing it full-time.
Yep.
He's definitely prioritized putting the ball in play. So the right answer is to just put him in the leadoff spot and leave him there. But, you know, it doesn't matter who's batting leadoff for this team. It's not going to fix the fundamental construction problems of this roster. And so, you know, you're going to get a lot of what you got last night because this team is just not built to hit quality pitching. And, you know, I really – Drew was one of my favorite callers to this radio station. But I think adding Rafael Devers to this lineup, just, you know, he strikes out so much. The last thing you need in the middle of this lineup is another guy that's going to strike out and leave runners on base in scoring position when this team struggles mightily.
So, Ken, I think that's a good point, but my counter would kind of be they are who they are. I don't know if one hitter is completely changing that. Like, maybe you're better off just leaning in. Like, they need someone that can hit home runs. Like, they don't have a lot of power in the lineup. So your point's fair, but I just don't know if one acquisition is changing the makeup of this lineup.
Well, that's part of the problem, is it?
For sure, agreed.
It's going to change the construction of this roster, and I don't know when everybody was, I think correctly, complaining about the chase rate after that, you know, feeble performance against the Mets in the postseason last year. I think it was a necessary kind of byproduct. If you're going to be more selective, if you're not going to chase as much, if you're not going to swing at as many pitches, you're just not going to drive the ball as much. I mean, it's just simple math. If you don't swing as much, you're not going to hit the ball as much,
right?
Which means you're not going to hit the ball as hard as much. So it's all a product of what they've tried to do, which is take a bunch of square pegs and fit them into round holes. Because the team is not constructed this way.
They really are. And it's amazing how they're this good because their starting pitching is this good. Because they are, I would say in some ways a poorly constructed team. Can't appreciate it, but they just have such great starting pitching that they win a lot of games.
Ask you this as the resident baseball expert on the on the station.
Mm-hmm. Some are saying.
Yeah, some are saying. One person's not saying, but some are saying. Mm-hmm. So obviously we agree their starting pitching is a strength of the team, right? Mm-hmm. Defensively, they're not great.
Mm-mm.
But when you have great starting pitching, like you were talking about Stott, great defenseman, obviously not great as a hitter. Like, are you more willing to trade away defensive talent because the pitching's so good, or do you think that increases the importance of needing great defenders?
It's a great question. I would say it depends on what kind of great pitchers you have.
Like if it's ground ball.
Yeah. Like, okay. The more strikeout arms we have, the more we can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if the Phillies improve their bullpen and get a bunch of guys that strike people out, I'm not as worried about the Trey Turner late in the game because the ball is less likely to go to him. But we do have, like, Christopher Sanchez, a ground ball guy. Aaron Nola's been a ground ball guy. Wheeler's a strikeout and ground ball guy. So we do, it does seem like it does come into play a lot. Like, they do strike out a good amount of batters, but they also give up a lot of ground balls because that's the way they're built to do it. So I would say as the year goes on, if they can get more strikeout arms in the bullpen, I'll be less worried about it. But right now, I'm pretty worried about it.
I mean, the defense is very inconsistent, to say the least.
It really is. 215-592-9494. Elliot wants to put Schwarber in the leadoff spot. I say Trey Turner. We both want Stott out. Where do you come down? The lineup is out. We'll tell you the Phillies lineup for this afternoon's game in Toronto. We need you to pick a side. Fritz versus the camera. We'll check in on the Twitter question. And Andrew Painter watch how his last outing went at AAA. All coming up midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.